love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You say, well, I don't know if I'm filled with the Spirit or not. Well, let me ask you a few questions. Are you filled with love? Are you filled with joy? Are you filled with peace? Are you patient? And so forth. To flip it around, if somebody says, well, I don't know if I'm filled with the Spirit, I might say to them, are you impatient? Are you out of control? Those are characteristics of not walking by the Spirit, not being filled by the Spirit. So the sense in which, as you flow in the Spirit and as He moves you along, because you're obedient to the Word and you're praying and you're yielding consciously and you're applying the Word and you're obedient to the Word, you experience these things and you can know by that that the Spirit is in control. If there's a lack of love, if there's a lack of joy, if there's no peace in your heart, if you're unkind to people around you, if you're unfaithful to what God has called you to do, if you are anything but gentle, and if you're not exercising self-control, then guess what? The fruit of the Spirit isn't there. You're not walking by the Spirit. So look at your life. Not perfection, but if you can see the Spirit producing this fruit in your life as a general pattern, if you have song in your heart, worship toward the Lord, you're filled with praise, if you're seeking right relationships in your marriage and in your home and with others around you, if you long to be obedient to the Word of God, Colossians says that when you're filled with the Spirit, the Word of Christ will dwell in you richly, and you love the Word and you want to apply the Word, and you want to commune with God, for the Spirit cries in your heart, Abba, Father, and you commune with the Almighty God. If you are experiencing those things, those are the evidences of the spiritual life. And so we must maintain that spiritual walk. But the fact of the matter is, it's hard to do alone. So the point here is, whenever you see a person caught in any sin, you who are spiritual, do what? Restore. We have to help each other. We have to help each other. You who are spiritual are the only ones that can help those who aren't. That's why Romans 15:1 says, we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength and not just please ourselves. So many of us are content to please ourselves. We don't even want to get involved with anyone else. But Paul says the strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those who are without strength. In 1 Thessalonians 5, this is a wonderful verse, verse 14, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted,